We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
59, it is a Friday afternoon. Mark Cerise, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio in for John Marks today alongside Ike. 888-729-9494 is how you get aboard here. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we have a face-off, Ike, you versus someone in our audience, and if that person wins, it is a face-off going head-to-head with an Eagles topic. You name one thing, they name it, go back and forth. Whoever loses first loses, but if this person wins, Ike, that gets on our contest line coming up in about 20 minutes, they will win Eagles-Seahawks tickets. We have a pair of tickets to give away to the game on Sunday, which, ironically, both you and I feel like we're going to get a win here on Sunday. Somehow, some way. I don't know how it's going to happen.
Yeah, I can't
it feels
break it
ugly,
down for you yet.
But I think the Eagles are going to win. Elliot Shore Parks is going to join us now, as he does every Friday, 3 o'clock on Mark Cerise, to break down this game. And I think to give us some clarity, maybe to break this tie on our debate today. Elliot, how you doing today, man?
I can say with confidence, Ike Reese has probably never been more excited for a radio segment than he is right now with me and you. So I'm very pumped to get going.
Yeah, you know me. I'm sitting here, coffee in hand. I'm ready to roll. Let's go.
He's caffeinated up, Elliot, and he's going to need it. All right, Elliot, settle this debate. We've been having this since the start of the show. If the Eagles are going to get to where they want to get to, you know, get on a run. Last year, they won 5 out of 6 down the stretch. They were 4-6. They made the playoffs. If they win 5 out of 6 this year, they're probably going to get in or be right there at 10-6. If that happens, Elliot, what's the most important thing of these two things to occur? Carson Wentz raises his level of play, or everyone else around Carson starts to play better football?
Well, last year they made the playoffs in that situation because the quarterback play was raised. When Nick Foles went in there and the offense turned around. So when you talk about this year's team, the defense is playing at a high level, and they do have some injuries at the receiver position, no denying that. But if Carson plays at the level the Eagles are paying him to play at, they'll be a playoff team.
Well, isn't he making like $6 million this year?
Yeah, he's making $100, whatever his contract turned out to be. You know what he's making.
The most guaranteed money in NFL history, I believe.
And that lasted for what, a week or two?
Then he's at the third most or second most. It's a lot of money.
He's playing like $6 million this year, but I think overall they're expecting more from him.
I would imagine they are expecting more. I mean, there are also other guys out there that should play up to their salary as well. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. But Alshon Jeffrey has not been that this year. Doug said today that he's hoping he plays on Sunday. I'm not even sure how much of a boost getting Alshon back will be at this point. I mean, after seeing the way the receivers played last week, it'll help. But you're right. The guys around Carson have to play better as well. There's no denying that.
It's true. They do. My stance on it is I don't know how much is in those guys at this point in their careers. I don't know how much.
There's nothing left in Alshon Jeffrey. There's nothing left in Nelson Agholor.
Well,
it's like $25 million tied up between those two guys.
There's more in Agholor because he can't be this bad. Jeffrey looks like he's 80 years old. Like Carson Wentz. There's more there. There's got to be more there.
I agree. There's more there, yes.
So I feel like, and I'm giving him credit here, I feel like.
Yeah, because that would be like me saying he's playing his best football. And of course there's more there.
And the LTVB community can't handle you saying that. Because if that's the truth, we got a problem around here.
Of course that's not the case.
But I think that the difference is, I went back this week and I watched every throw Carson's made this year, right?
I saw them.
It was an informative thread on Twitter and a good article, I thought.
Yeah, I thank you, Joe. I thought it was a good article. I appreciate that. But when you go back and you watch all the plays in a row, the impact of the drops really stand out in the way that they're not having as big of an impact as people thought. There's two that came in high spot and in big spots. But outside of that, this offense is struggling because Carson's been inaccurate and he's been late in making his decisions. Like, yes, there have been drops, but at the end of the day, if Carson hits his receivers in stride or hits them when they're open, I think the play design is there. Doug has not been perfect, but I think Doug has done a pretty good job with these receivers of scheming them open at points. Carson's just not getting them the ball in time.
Elliot Shore Parks, 94WIP.com, joining us here. Elliot, let's look forward here to Sunday. They're favorites in this game, and they're barely favorites. And then you think about it with the home field, the Seahawks are, I guess, technically favorite. But the Eagles are one-point favorites right now. And they probably will be favorites in every game the rest of the season, unless Dallas goes undefeated between now and when they get here. You would imagine Eagles are probably slight favorites in that game, too. What are you expecting Sunday? Seattle's 8-2, Eagles 5-5, yet the Eagles are favorite at this moment.
Yeah, I think this is a pretty tough matchup for the Eagles, but I think mostly because of the injuries. If Lane Johnson isn't out there and you just put Andre Dillard in there at right tackle, I think that's a really tough spot for the rookie, especially going against the Seattle defensive line, and he'll probably get lined up against Jadeveon Clowney. So that's going to be a really tough matchup. Mm-hmm. I also think that when you look at the Eagles' defense, they are playing at a very high level, and I don't mean to take that away from them, but Russell Wilson, if you could like invent a quarterback that would give the Eagles defense problems, it would be Russell Wilson. He's mobile. He's great from the pocket. He's really good at extending plays. So I think it'll be a struggle for the defense. I don't think the Eagles are winning this game. I think there's really no rational reason to think they'll win the game outside of just anything can happen on any given Sunday. I think the Seahawks are way too tough of a matchup for them.
Well, see, here's the thing with me, right? I don't see how this team is in this position and looking at the Seahawks coming in, right? Looking at the Seahawks coming in, like that's a team that's better than the Eagles. I think we would all agree with that.
They're better.
Yeah, I think we would all agree that the Seahawks are better than the Eagles. I can't necessarily come up with a formula that's going to be able to beat them as well, other than you're going to have guys play above and beyond. And that's why I keep bringing up the guys around Carson Wentz. You know what? You can't drop three point-blank interceptions against Russell Wilson and expect to win, right? When you're ineffective as an offense and you struggle to move the ball, you know what you need? You need short football fields to work with. You need to be on the other side of the 50-yard line.
Like the Green Bay game.
Yeah, you can't start every drive at the 20-yard line like they did Sunday against New England and expect to move the ball with regularity against the number one passing defense when you don't have a running game and you're one-dimensional. So when you talk about the Seahawks and winning this game or winning any of these games coming down the stretch, it's a collective effort. You guys talk about last year and what they did. You know what else worked out for Nick Foles? He had a competent running game. He had a defense that got healthy, that became a defense that was opportunistic, that got turnovers like they did in New Orleans, like they did in Chicago, like they did in Los Angeles, like they did against Houston. That's what Nick Foles had going for him when he got back in there. So this offense has functioned the same when they don't have the help that they need. I don't care who's playing quarterback. And if this team is going to get in the playoffs, it's not going to be Carson Wentz dragging them to the playoffs. The rest of these guys are going to need to get their butts back on the field and start playing like they know they're capable of playing. We're asking J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Mac Hollins to be our leading receivers to lead us to the playoffs. Come on, man.
The difference is, though, last year, Nick Foles outplayed the quarterback in every game that team won, right? He outplayed Jared Goff. He outplayed Deshaun Watson. He outplayed Trubisky. And I think he outplayed Drew Brees, but you could debate that one. That was more of a defensive game. But that's what Carson Wentz has to do. You're right. Matt Collins and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside aren't going to carry this team.
You know who Nick Foles wasn't throwing? You know who Nick wasn't throwing to? Matt Collins and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
But I will say this.
He was throwing to Alshon Jeffery.
Yeah, I mean, he was.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They played better. They're not playing at that level this year.
Are they markedly worse players? Like, Alshon looks like he's declined.
Let me ask you this.
Are they markedly worse?
Let me ask you this. I know we want to blame Carson for everything, but now we're going to blame Carson for Nelson and Alshon not playing up to their capability? That's what we're doing now?
But what happened?
Well, you're wrong, Elliot. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But what happened then?
What do you mean what happened? I don't know what happened to them. They can't catch. They can't get separation. I don't know what happened.
But you go back to last year. Like I will say right now, I think Alshon is, you could see the decline. He looks slower and heavier and
exactly.
He can't jump. But Nelson should be in the prime of his career. He's a fifth-year receiver.
We know Nelson has mental issues.
But last year, I understand
it's
that.
I don't mean from the
you mean from football.
Yeah, mental illness. I mean from a standpoint of confidence out there on the
field.
But
last year, Texans came in, week 16. That was less than a year ago.
Yeah.
And it's not like Nelson's been injured this year. I know now he is, this week. But Nelson Agholor in that game, and Houston was like number five defense. They were 10-4. He had 100-some yards. He was a leading receiver. They won the game. They scored 32 points. Why isn't that happening now?
I cannot explain it, Joe.
I can't explain it.
And we can't go with the old they like Nick Foles better nonsense. Because you know what? Here's what I say to that. They should have known Nick Foles wasn't going to be the quarterback here.
Sure.
So Nelson should have asked for a trade, and so should have Alshon. If you don't like the quarterback and you aren't going to perform for him, then don't sign up to be here is the point that I'm making. So if we're going to use the excuse they like the other guy better, then they shouldn't have re-signed
him. Forget like, but why do they perform with one guy better?
I don't know why.
I don't either.
You have to ask them that. I don't know.
But I think, and I don't want to speak for Elliot. Because
they didn't have a problem performing with Carson before he got injured.
Right. But that's why I think Elliot and I sometimes go to Carson's not playing the way he needs to because it's not a Carson thing. 2 years ago, Nelson was fine with Carson.
Alshon has dropped half the balls that have been thrown to him. That's Carson's fault?
Well, I don't think they're all good balls.
Alshon has not dropped half the balls, first of all. I know that's an exaggeration, but there's been more poor throws this year than there have been dropped. There just have been. Like, Carson has missed guys or hit guys in bad spots more often than there's been drops this year.
Here's what I know. You guys can't come up with a real explanation as to why these receivers aren't performing up to the level that they're being paid to perform.
Well, I can tell
that's
you
that's all
this.
I want to know.
One major factor has changed. The quarterback's changed. He's not playing the same. That's the factor.
He's not playing. No, because it's not. Because I've seen them have success with this quarterback.
Yes, but again, it's not that they can't play with Carson. I never say that. This version of Carson isn't as good. That's affecting the whole thing.
That's why they're dropping balls. That's why he can't track a ball in the lights. That's why he can't judge a fly. I mean, a deep ball. Really?
What's more likely, that Carson's play has declined, or that Nelson Agholor forgot how to track balls? He used to track from this same quarterback.
That's more likely.
But how?
Because I know what I've watched Nelson do for the majority of his career.
But he tracked balls from Carson in 17.
I've watched him his whole career, so I've watched what he's done. He's had one good year.
From Carson in 17.
But the point is that's more about Nelson as a player. That's more about him than it is the quarterback. That's more about Nelson. Nelson's the reason they brought in Golden Tate last year.
Yeah,
he didn't brought in Golden Tate. But my point is that those guys need to pick up their level of play. And if there's this underlining issue about the quarterback and this and that and the other, then, I mean, why sign back up to play with the guy?
Elliot. Your feeling moving forward here with this team, you gave your feeling on the game Sunday, but as far as the rest of this season.
I already TKO'd Elliot.
Well, no, he's still here.
Well,
go ahead, Elliot.
I'm enjoying you two. This is great radio. This is the first time I've ever been a guest, and I'm just enjoying listening.
Our number one listener right now, Elliot Shore Parks.
Exactly, yeah. But here's what I'll say, and I think even you would agree with this, Ike, that when you talk about going forward with this team, yes, everyone on the roster, including Carson, needs to step up their game. There's no denying that. Doug needs to coach better. Special teams need to be better. All those things. The difference is Carson's the only one that can have a big enough impact if he ups his game to actually carry this team to the playoffs. JJ can play his best football. Ultimately, it's not going to matter if Carson's not playing well. Fletcher Cox can dominate. Even he can't carry this team. So, yes, it is going to be on everybody. But the reason you go up to number two to get Carson and the reason you sign a franchise quarterback is because if he elevates his level, that's good enough to make up for other things that those other things can't make up for if Carson doesn't improve. So that's why there's the pressure on Carson, and that's why I think it's pretty clear he's the one that has to carry this team to the playoffs, not the people around.
Well said, Mr. Shore Parks. Very well said.
Surprisingly, too.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
No, it wasn't pretty good, but I don't expect anything.
It's a good argument there. Elliot, we appreciate
you
hopping on.
Well, as the president of the LTBB, I know why you can't say that, but I appreciate the
Elliot, did you get your invitation to the latest meeting? Mine got lost in the mail. I didn't get invited.
No, they haven't been meeting as much since 2017. I don't know why that is. I guess.
Well, they meet in secret now.
We actually meet even more now. We're more needed now.
Comfort.
Yes,
comfort.
Exactly.
Make sure everyone's on the same page. All right, Elliot, we appreciate you hopping on.
Good stuff, brother. Good stuff.
And we'll hear you again tomorrow and Sunday, right?
And I'm with him Monday, yeah.
And Monday.
Yep, sounds good. All right, talk to you guys soon.
There he goes. Elliot Shore Parks, 94WIP.com. And, of course, the Go Birds podcast, 888-729-9494. That is how you get in. That was lively, but I enjoyed it. And, look.
Was that fun for you, Jackie Pucks?
I loved it.
Who do you think won that side of it?
I don't know. Yelly.
Well, there's one person who's here all the time.
Well, I just felt bad for Ike, you know.
You have to feel bad for me, but just understand where your bread is buttered. No. I know you used to work on the evening show, but you work on the afternoon show.
I'm just saying.
Make sure that's why you're not in the community. Because You're always on the fence.
All I'm saying is I have a take, Jack.
That's why you're not in.
Me and Ike are the co-leaders of the LTBB movement.
No, you're
Wait
not.
Wait a second. You're involved in this? See, that's why I got him out of the evening. I can't have that.
Me and Ike together, right?
729.
No.
Wait, is he in the LTBB community?
No, he's not.
He used to be.
Yeah, but he's Waffles. He's a producer.
Yeah, I guess
he wants to be a takesman.
Yeah, well, we know where that's going. 888-729-9494. All right, we'll come back. Your phone calls, and we will have.
He's going to be sad the rest of the show.
He'll be fine. The Ike Reese face-off is coming up next. You'll have a chance to win Eagles-Seahawks tickets. We'll tell you what you're going back and forth on. It is an Eagles trivia that we will have coming up. 888-729-9494. And then right back to the phone lines on this debate, who's this on moving forward? Is it more on Carson to step his level up or everyone around him to play better football? Joe Giglio in for John Marks alongside Ike, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, FanDuel is officially live in PA in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, there are always more ways to win on FanDuel Sportsbook. Money lines, spreads, totals, parlays, props, teasers, and more plus. Now, they always offer unique betting promos to spice up your game day, like boosted odds, score bonuses, and parlay insurance. Now, with so much to bet on across 17 different sports, FanDuel Sportsbook is sure to have a wager that's right for you. And best of all, you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free. Now, if you lose, you'll get a refund of up to $500. Just make sure you download the FanDuel Sportsbook app with promo code Ike to bet from anywhere in Pennsylvania. If you lose your first bet within 7 days of signing up, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund of up to $500 in site credit. Don't forget to use promo code Ike. That's I-K-E.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.